We're in post-prohibition Colorado here. Yeah, the voters changed the law. They said we want to legalize recreational marijuana. And ever since, I guess it's been called nationally an experiment embarked upon here in Colorado and in Washington. Now, there are always new developments in this. The state legislature is still trying to figure out fine points of regulation and taxation. And now there's word of a marijuana investment and private retreat. So some of the investment opportunities are now becoming available. And our guest this hour is Khadija Adams from the Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. Welcome to KUVO.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, there are lots of gee whiz, I didn't realize questions involved in investing in this newly legal product. First of all, is it private investment or are there, and that's like, hey, invest in my dispensary? Or are there stocks available? Because there are the feds aren't quite on board with this yet.
Absolutely, and that's a very good question because there's so many investment conferences that take place, and many of them have a lot to do with angel investments and people who are looking for funding for their dispensaries. But what we do at Marijuana Investment and Private Retreats, we're dealing with marijuana stocks, not the sale of it, but the education that marijuana stocks actually exist.
Well, that's what they always say at investment seminars. Are you trying to sell us a particular stock here and you get a cut, of course, right? That's what people think.
And that's what people think, but that is absolutely not the case in this instance. What I notice is that Americans lost $23.3 billion last year due to marijuana stocks, investing in marijuana stocks, the wrong marijuana stocks. And so we're here to educate them on some legitimate marijuana companies that they can actually invest in.
Still trying to wrap my brain around legitimate marijuana companies, but it's completely above board. It's out of the shadows, at least in Colorado and Washington.
You know, it's interesting because you always hear about the cash business because the actual stores have to work in cash. But the people who are involved in businesses or getting involved, just business across the board, don't have to operate that way.
Well, I can tell you, it took us about 3 or 4 weeks to get our bank account. So
right.
Just having that word, just that name, marijuana.
Because you had the word in it.
That's right.
But what if you didn't have the word in it?
If you didn't have, what they're saying under the table is use acronyms.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I like, under the table.
Khadija Adams is with the upcoming Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. A couple more questions then about this whole specter of investing. I was interested to learn about an index of stocks now that this thing is picking up nationally. And it's called the Benzinga 420. Well, there we go. Benzinga 420 Marijuana Index.
Yes.
What's that like? How many stocks are included or how do we look at that?
Very good question. Well, the index currently consists of 39 companies out of 250 cannabis stocks. And so it's based on 8 stocks in 2013, and it's been updated and rebalanced each quarter since the end of 2013. So the current value right now is 115. And that compares to 100 back in December 31st, 2012, and the all-time high in March of last year, which was 1,010.
Okay. That expresses some volatility. And now we'll get to the question of risk, because
Absolutely.
There's this sort of federal sword hanging mm-hmm. over, and people maybe aren't sure, hey, this whole thing could evaporate in a moment. How do you counsel investors to deal with the risk? This
well,
would
I can
be for
tell you.
High tolerant, risk people.
Absolutely. And I can tell you that there's risk in everything that we do. I mean, we have a risk when we wake up in the morning. But with regards to marijuana stocks, there is a risk. You know, the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, they came out basically with fraud alerts because of marijuana stocks and companies that were doing the pump and dump, and they weren't real, companies doing business. And so there is a risk. And by attending one of our conferences, you decrease your risk greatly because you have experts that's going to identify some legitimate companies that are currently doing business right here in Denver.
We had an interesting conversation earlier
yes.
about what we learned from back in the 30s
yes.
at the end of alcohol prohibition. Mm-hmm. What did you learn when you checked in with some older relatives?
Absolutely. I learned from my Nana, who's 93 years old, and also some of her residents, her neighbors, that they were not told. I asked her, I said, why didn't you invest in alcohol prohibition? She said, well, we weren't told we could. And so it was kind of like they were waiting for permission back then still. And then some people said, one of the young ladies said, well, honey, we didn't know we could. But then we had a gentleman who said, well, if we were even caught with alcohol, they would take it from us. He goes, do you honestly believe that white people would have allowed us to invest? In his exact words.
Mm.
Yeah.
As an African-American elderly gentleman, thinking back to the 30s.
Yes.
Interesting, here in post-prohibition Colorado, Khadijah Adams is our guest from the Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. You've got an event coming up at the end of this month.
Absolutely. March 28th, it's on Saturday, and it is an investment conference. And again, we do have VIP, for our VIPs, we do have a private weekend retreat that actually begins on March 27th, ends March 29th, but they also attend that conference on the 28th.
This happens over at Advanced Cannabis Solutions on East Evans. Interesting. We'll have to check in with you on Colorado's marijuana economy. Maybe we can consider you a source and you can give us the real deal.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Khadijah Adams, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.